So let's review. The Gemara elaborates on the last statement of the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Va'oid Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Nishpach Hadam Yomis Mishtaleach, Mesa Mishtaleach, Yishavach Hadam. And the Gemara explains, Nishpach Hadam Yomis Mishtaleach, Da'kati Lo Yis'avid Mitzvaseh. If the dam of the Sar Lashem spills, the Sar Mishtaleach is put to death, and not used, because when the dam spilled, the Sar Lazazel became Nitcha. Because the avoid of the Sar Lashem cannot be completed, and that's as if there is no Sar Lashem. When we bring the new Sar Lashem, the first Sar Lazazel cannot become fit again, because, as explained on the previous daf, Rabbi Yehuda holds Bali Chaim Nidachen. Mesa Mishtaleach Yishav V'Chadam. If the Sar HaMishtaleach dies, the dam of the Sar Lashem must be spilled, and the new pair will be used for both the Sar Lashem and the Sar Lazazel, because the Pasuk says, Yo'amid Chai Lefnei Hashem L'chaper, from which we learn, Ad Masa Yehi Zokuk Li'eschai, Ad Shaz Ma'ndom Shel Chaver. The Sar Mishtaleach must remain alive until the blood of his partner, the Sar Lashem, is sprinkled. Therefore, when the Sar Mishtaleach died, the dam became Nidcha, and when we bring another Sar Mishtaleach, the dam cannot become fit again, because as Rashi explains, all agree that after Shechita, if the carbon becomes Nitcha, it remains Nitcha permanently. The Gemara now brings a Mishnah from Shkalim to bring out a point about the Seir Yom Kippur. Tanan Hasam, B'nei Ha'ir Sheshalchu Eshekleyen V'nignevu Oishel Avdu, people living outside of Yerushalayim, who sent their Machzah Shekel with a Shaliach, and the coins were stolen or lost along the way, Ibnitrimu Truma Nishboin Ligizbarn. If the Trumas HaLishka was already performed in the Beis HaMikdash, then the Shlichim must give an oath to the Gizbarim that the Shkolim were lost or stolen, and they are therefore not liable. The Bnei Ha'ir are also potter from giving another Machzah Shekel, because since the Trumas HaLishka was already performed, it is considered as if the coins were already in the Rishus of the Beis HaMikdash. V'mlav, Nishbon l'Bnei Ha'ir, u'Bnei Ha'ir n'shokel achareim tachtau. If the Trumas HaLishka was not performed yet, then the Shlichim give an oath to the people that sent them that they were not negligent with their task, and therefore not liable. Since the Trumas HaLishka was not yet done, it still is in the Rishus of the people who sent it. The people must then give another Machzah Shekel. Nimtzu o'yechzirim haganovim, if the coins were subsequently found or were returned by the thieves, elu ve'elu shkolim heim, ve'ein oil lehen l'shana ba. Both the old and new shkolim belong to the Beis HaMikdash, and they cannot be counted for those people for the following year. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Oilan Lehen L'Shana Ba. Rabbi Yehuda, however, holds that these kolam that were found or returned may be counted for these people for the next year's Machzah Shekel. Rava explains that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Chayvos Shel Shana Zu Krevus L'Shana Ba. The obligations of this year can be brought in the coming year as well. Abaye challenges this assumption. Esvi Abaye, Parvisar Shel Yom Kippur M'Sha'avdu V'Hifr Shachem Tachteyen Kulon Yemusu Di Rabbi Yehuda. We see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Seir Yom Kippur, which became lost and were then found after designated new animals, must be put to death and cannot be used next year. The Gemara gives several answers which are all rejected until a final answer on the next daf. The Gemara first differentiates by saying that while Rabbi Yehuda does hold that Shkolim separated this year may be used next year, however, Karbanos Tzibur of this year may not be used next year because Karbanos Tzibur of each year after Rosh Chodesh Nisan must be purchased from the new Shkolim, as we learn from the Pasuk, Zeis Eilis Chadesh Bechadche L'Chadche Hashana. Amr Tera, Chadesh V'Hevi Li Karben Mitru Mechadasha. The Gemara rejects this answer for two reasons. Because it does not explain why the Parakah and Gadol cannot be brought next year, since it is not purchased with Trumas HaLishka funds, but rather the Kohen Gadol buys it with his own personal funds. Furthermore, the halacha that Karbanos Tzibur must be brought from New Shkolim is only a mitzvah, and is not mi'akiv, and certainly would not be a reasonable cause to let these animals die. Another answer that the girl on the Sar cannot be Kaveah from one year to the next is rejected as well, as it too does not explain the Parakah Gadol. The Gemara next answer is that we cannot use the Sar next year, because it will be more than 1 year old by next Yom Kippur. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding Bati Arichema, houses in walled cities which can be redeemed by the seller within 1 year. What constitutes a year? Meina Shalish Meis V'Shisha Mechamisha Yom Kiminyim Mesachama Divri Rebbe. Rebbe holds it is a solar year of 365 days. The Chacham hold it is 12 lunar months according to the Jewish calendar. Now, according to Rebbe, the Sar could possibly still be less than 1 year old by the next Yom Kippur if it was only the minimum of 8 days old on the first Yom Kippur, plus 354 days until the next Yom Kippur, making it only 362 days old. However, according to the Chachamim, this Sar will certainly be more than 12 months old according to the Jewish calendar, and therefore cannot be used. The Gemara again refutes this answer, as once again it does not address the issue of the Parah Kohen Gadol. The final and accepted answer is Ela Amar Rava Gzeira Mishum Takala, which the Gemara concludes to be Takala de Hakrava. Since these animals are slated for sacrifice, Rabbi Yehuda is afraid that in the course of an entire year, one might inadvertently bring this animal as a sacrifice for a purpose other than its original intention. Similarly, a makdish mizman hazeh, the Chacham forbid being makdish anything nowadays when there is no Beis HaMikdash because people might come to Me'ilah.